wash day drag is a thing of the past. When you use Tide, job's done real fast.
T-I-D-E Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Today being Mother's Day, we now present Procter & Gamble's pet, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's clown, and Mrs. Ida Mae Skelton's son, Red. Oh, isn't he cute, Skelton?
Boy, Rod, I'm telling you, Hollywood Boulevard is sure crowded with people today.
Yes.
What's it usually crowded with, horses? Well, those California drivers will get their pedestrian limit today, for sure.
Look out, here comes a car.
Look out! Hey!
Say, why don't you watch out where you're going?
Why don't you go where I'm thinking? Besides, we're standing on the sidewalk.
Chicken.
Hey, maybe we should have let him run over us. After all, he had out-of-town license on his car.
Yeah. Well, Red, today's Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's the day when you borrow a buck from Mom so you can buy her a box of your favorite candy. Then while she's out in the kitchen doing the dishes, we sit in the living room and eat it. Oh, gosh, you know, I'm going to take my mother to the broadcast.
Hasn't she suffered enough?
Where does it say that?
Huh?
I'm eating the wrong studio.
What do you mean? My mother likes my show. She listens to me all the time she's taking a nap.
Say, who's your mother's favorite on the air, Red?
Milton Berle's mother.
Oh, look, coming out of that...
Punch the guy in the nose that said that was funny.
Look who's coming out of that free x-ray trailer. Mr. Yeah. Fret, your houseboy.
Yeah, he always thinks he's sick, but he's not sick. He's a perfect picture of rigor mortis. Hiya, Mr. Fret.
Well, Mr. Skelton and Mr. Connor, as I live and breathe.
Stop bragging. Been getting a free x-ray, eh, Fred?
Yes, and for me, they overcharge.
Oh?
I should have never gone in there for those x-rays because I am really worried.
Oh, you are worried?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, they couldn't find it, you know.
Couldn't find your chest?
Yes.
Wait till I finish reading my lines, will you? Boy, this guy's like a modern-day politician. He's still like Columbus. He starts out, he knows where he's going. When he gets there, he don't know where he is. When he gets back, he don't know where he's been. Wait till I do it. Well, you can't find your chest, huh?
No.
Probably under that Dewey button you're with.
Say, I need a pick-me-up.
Yeah?
Which way is the blood bank?
You read a line like that, you're really going to need a pick-up. I'm going to knock you down. I thought you were, they canceled your account on account of being overdrawn.
Oh, you know, Mr. Skelton, with you, I live a dog's life.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Ben, that's why lately I've been scratching my left ear with my foot.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll be getting on... I'll be getting on home. Somebody hail me an ambulance.
What are you? Hail you an ambulance? What are you, a blizzard? We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Sorry I saw him at all.
Say, Red.
Yeah.
Why don't you get your mother a television set? There are some nice ones here in the window.
Hey, that's an idea. Let's go in this store and look at them, huh? Hey, there's the same guy that ran over us.
Say, could you wait on us?
Please don't interrupt me now. My favorite television show is coming on. I'll try and get the picture a little clearer.
Howdy, neighbors! This is San Fernando Red, your saddle sore disc jockey. Today, I'm going to play all records at your favorites. We're going to have Tumblingweed Irving and his magic tissue paper and comb. We're going to have the golden voice of Drano Pigpen. And last but not least, the Caruso of the Corral, Von Gopherhole, and his Riders of the Sunset Bus. But first, a word from our sponsors. Men, would you like to look taller than your girl? You can look taller than your girl. Nobody wants to be shorter than their girl. And when I tell you can be taller than your girl, you can be taller than your girl. Put off your legs. Now, here's another sponsor here, the Grinning Finance Company. Friend, do you need money? There's a profound statement, isn't it? Let the Grinning Finance Company solve your problems. For a slight charge, they'll give you the floor plans to the Bank of America. Or would you rather do it the easy way and borrow cash? Now, if you're embarrassed about walking in, back in, they'll slip it in your hip pocket. Now, you don't have to be embarrassed. You need no co-signers, nor do you have to mortgage your car or your house or your tall girl. Money is loaned on your face, and when you pay, we give you your face back. Now, we've had a lot of requests for Don't You Go Away Mad, sung by the Four Knights, and I want to thank the Four Knights for requesting it.
Don't you go away mad.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But she only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad.
Her time's a dime a dozen. I should have passed her by.
Who'd ever dream your cousin
would come along and give us the eye? Understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget?
Come kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you
go away mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed her by. Who'd ever dream a cousin
would come along and give us the eye?
I understand that you feel upset. Why do you say that you forgive and forget?
Come kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you
go away mad. I understand why you're feeling so sad. Come on and kiss me so I know you're not mad.
Baby,
don't you go away mad.
You know, we've been telling you the greatest news in wash day history, how Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, maybe you've heard other washing products make that same statement. But lady, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide, in your washing machine they just won't do the work like Tide. There's nothing made like Procter & Gamble's Tide. It's a miracle. Yes, Tide gets clothes miracle clean without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, hang up. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too, leaving clothes white, bright, clean. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily. And skipping rinses actually saves wear and tear on fabrics. Saves time, work, and water too. So try it. Remember, Tide's patented. There's nothing like it. Yes, whether you wash with or without rinsing, Tide does a better washing job than any other product you can buy. Try it. For more convenience, more economy, fewer shopping trips, buy the new giant economy size package.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Hey, Rod, yeah? I got an idea. Why don't we celebrate Mother's Day by showing old Polly the Panhandler a good time, huh? She's probably lonesome today.
Yeah, let's see if we can find her and we'll take her to some classy restaurant for
okay.
lunch. Come on, let's go in the bowling alley and see if she's there.
All right. Wait, me first. It's funny, Polly's not hanging around the bowling alley. She must have lost her job setting up pins.
Wait till I ask that tourist if he's seen her around. Oh, boy, what a corn-fed specimen he is. Oh, it's Clem Cadiddlehopper. Hey, Clem.
Well, here I am. How are you there, fella?
Good.
Well, tell me now, you're one of them city slickers that's going to try to sell me the Hollywood Bowl. Well, if you are, just don't try it, boy.
Why?
You are now looking at the new owner of the Los Angeles Coliseum.
Clem, only a moron would let somebody sell him the Coliseum.
Huh?
I said only a moron would let somebody sell him the Coliseum.
Well, I'm glad I qualified for the deal.
Tell me something. What are you doing hanging around the bowling alley?
Well, I work here. You see, if somebody knocks down one of them thin pins, I set them up.
Oh, you're a pin boy.
Am I? Yes, I am, yeah. I didn't know until I saw it here. Yeah. Yeah. They saw I had the head for the job, so they hired me.
Clem, what does your mother think about having a moron for a son?
Well, she's a little disappointed, you see. She had her heart set on an imbecile. Hey, I got one for you.
What?
I just thought of one.
Okay.
Why are the railroad workers and Truman alike?
I don't know.
They're both making the whistle stop. Well, the trains are not running, and these people ain't laughing. I'm going to...
Say, tell me, what'd you give your mother for Mother's Day?
Boy, these people are like, they think laughs went out of style or something.
What'd you give your mother for Mother's Day?
Oh, Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave her a beautiful corsage of dandelions.
Why didn't you give her roses?
Well, because she likes eating dandelions better. Roses, the thorns get caught in her throat, you know. Well, I better get back to work.
How much do they pay you for setting up bowling pins?
What it says, H.
How much do they pay you for being a pin boy?
Are you kidding? You are kidding, of course.
Clem, you mean you're working here for nothing?
Well, I was working for less than that before I got my raise.
But how can you live on nothing?
I'm on a strict budget. But believe me, I believe that you're happy in your job, that's all that counts. If you're happy in your job.
Well, you've got a point there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a point there.
You mean it's showing through my hat? Well, I'll see you later. I gotta get back to work. Oh, if I knew you was a-coming out of warm shoes. Doo-doo-doo.
Hey, Rob, look out the window. Look out the window.
Yeah, there's Polly the Panhandler getting off that bus.
Yeah, two men are helping her off the bus. One's got her feet, and the other's got her arms, and she's got her hands in her pockets. Look at her sail through the air. Let's go see.
Polly, are you all right?
Oh, let me see, youngsters. Yeah, I'm fine. I've still got their wallets. Oh, how I hate to ride on them crowded buses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never know whose pocket you got your hand in. I got so nervous I snatched my own purse.
Yeah. People are rude on those buses, too. I don't mind them reading over my shoulder, but when they start cutting out clippings, that's a little bit... Hey, Polly, I see that you're not wearing your old fur coat.
No, last night before I went to bed, I let it out and it never came home. Had a hectic week, though. Yeah, I've been over a hot stove every day.
Well, I wondered where you got that half-baked expression. You look nice tonight with all those flowers. You look like a well-kept grave. You've been over a hot stove, huh? Have you been cooking?
No, I've been melting down some gold jewelry I picked up in a crowded elevator. Say, this being Mother's Day, how'd you youngsters like to blow me to a beer, huh?
How did you act like a lady?
Well, I try, youngster, but my mustache keeps lousing up my act.
Say, Polly, this being Mother's Day, Red and I'd like to show you a good time.
Oh, swell. How about shooting a little pool?
Good. We'll use Mr. Fret for the cue. Say, I thought we'd take you to dinner at a nice restaurant. Maybe Shuggy's Tropics or the Brown Derby?
Oh, the Shuggy Tropics. Why, youngsters, when I was a silent picture star, I used to walk in there and every waiter in the joint would fight to see who was going to wait on me.
Oh.
Yeah, now when I walk in, they fight to see who gets to toss me out. I suppose they've even taken my picture down by now.
Oh, no, it's still in the room. Say,
Was your picture hanging on the wall?
Oh, no, no. My picture wasn't hanging on the wall. It was hanging in the parking lot.
Oh?
Yeah, the boys used to throw darts at it. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go in and gum some food.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, there's an empty table over there in the corner.
Yeah, let's take it.
Oh, go ahead, youngster. I'm going to put a face on.
I thought that was a face you was wearing there.
Let's see now. What's on the menu?
Yeah, fingerprints. Hey, look who's sitting over there.
Yeah?
Richard Rogers. How about that? Hey, let's put a nickel in the jukebox and hear Dave Rose's orchestra play his popular recording of Bewitched. It's one of Richard Rogers' hits from Pal Joy. Come on, let's let him know that we know this is his 25th anniversary. Well, don't stand there. Drop a nickel in the Nickelodeon, boy.
Tide's promise of dazzling clean clothes without rinsing is an amazing promise. It's also a promise that's being made by other washing products. But lady, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide, in your washing machine they just won't do the work like Tide. There's just nothing made like Tide. It's a miracle. Yes, Tide promises you miracle clean clothes without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, hang up. You see, Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps that dirt suspended in the sudsy water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. Your clothes go straight from the wringer to the wash line, bright, white, clean. They dry soft and sweet smelling, iron easily. Yes, and skipping rinses actually saves wear and tear on fabrics, as well as all that time, work, and water. So try Tide without rinsing. Remember, Tide's patented. There's nothing like it. Yes, whether you wash with or without rinsing, Tide does a better wash day job than any other product you can buy.
I'm getting hungry. I wonder what's keeping Polly.
Oh, she probably looked in the mirror and she's still in the state of shock, you know.
Well, Let's go ahead and order. Call a waiter.
Okay. Hey, gas on. That's French for get the lid out.
Oui, monsieur.
Get a load of this Brooklyn accent on the board.
Tell me, would you gentlemen care for a drink before you order?
Oh, want a drink, Rod?
Sure.
Okay. Two waters, easy on the ice.
Sacre nom de chien. Two immigrants from Pomona.
Look, Chevalier, yeah. Just take our order, will you? We're going to have mulligan stew under glass and the breast of Frankfurt on the half shell with the... with mustard dressing, old boy.
Oui.
Oui.
You gentlemen are certainly full of the voie de vivre.
Sir? If I had my mittens, I'd slap you across the face and challenge you to a mule. To a duel. I've got news for you. We're not full of what you said. We haven't had a drop yet. You mean you don't know who I am?
Let me see.
Yeah?
You are, No, you couldn't be. He has four legs.
He is Red Skelton.
Yes.
Oh, that is a shame. But we all have to go sometime.
What are you stalling for?
I will get your orders right away.
Yeah, I wish Polly would hurry up back.
Yeah, I'll go see if I can find her.
Okay.
Oh, look who's sitting at that table all by himself. The fly-brained champion of the world. The guy who hears birds and bells. Cauliflower McPug. Hiya, Cauliflower.
Now, wait a minute now, fella. Wait a minute. There's no time to be challenging me to a fight. I'm eating my dinner.
I don't want to fight with you.
No?
Hey, how come you're wearing those dark glasses?
Well, something flew in my eye. Some guy's fist, I take it was. Boy, I had a fight last night you shouldn't admit. I wished I had, but you couldn't. My handlers, my managers kept yelling, keep away from that guy, keep away from him, Caliplot, keep away from him. So I hid in the balcony.
You were afraid of him, huh?
No, I wanted to get a better view of the fight, you see. Well, finally they persuaded me to come back into the ring. Persuaded to drag me by. Well, I start throwing punches all over the plate, and lo and behold, the little guy goes down. He's on one knee. Bending over me, ask me if I'm dead or not. I should have been so lucky, you know.
Hey, why is your nose all taped
up?
Oh,
I always keep my nose taped up when I eat. You see, keep falling in my soup. My nose is kind of long, but it did come in handy during the war for siphoning gasoline, you know. Oh, hey, get out the net. There's a canary loose in here.
There's a screw loose in here, too.
There's nothing like a good meal to put a guy in shape, you know. You're building up the old muscles. I'm getting strong. Oh, boy, am I getting strong. Am I getting strong? Hey, break this cracker for me, will you?
Oh, brother. You always eat with your boxing gloves on?
Oh, yeah, dear. I got my gloves on. No wonder I couldn't find my fingernails. Hey, there's a clever idea. Somebody caught that canary and put a cowbell around his neck so he wouldn't get lost. How about that, huh? Now, listen to him ring and sing. Listen.
Cauliflower, how come you're not eating with your mother on Mother's Day?
Oh, I invited her to come along, but she couldn't make it. She's rattling down at the pier tonight.
Your mother's a wrestler?
Oh, yeah. You see, when that kid left home, why, she had to do something to keep him getting lonesome, you know. Well,
what about your father?
We never mentioned him anymore. I suppose you want my autograph?
Are you bothered by autograph, huh?
All the time. People are saying to me, sign your name, sign your name. I all the time got to sign. What's my name?
Boy, your brains are really scrambled.
You think I flip my trolley, huh? You should see them guys down at the gymnasium. Boy, what a pack of squirrels they are. Some guy will get in the phone booth, and he'll call up some girl that he's seen in the ringside the night before, and then another guy will run up and grab him and say, what's the idea of calling my girl? And then they all beat up on him.
What's wrong with that?
There's no telephone in that gym. Okay, now, Speedy, I'm warning you, Speedy. I'm warning you.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, Speedy, a little guy tapped me on the shoulder. Oh, he tapped me, but when I turn around, he never knows. Huh? Well, I'll get him, but the last thing I do know, I will get him if it's the last thing I do. Good. Say, is the opera in town? I hear him playing the anvil chord. Well, I think I'll go outside and listen to it. I'll see you later. Watch my suit for me, will you?
Oh, what a guy. Oh, there's Junior and his mother at that table over there.
I'm serving.
Junior,
stop that.
You want to break that plate?
Does that answer your question, kiddo?
Oh, why do you do things like that? And on Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Oh!
Are you sorry you're my mummy?
Well, let me put it this way, dear. If I knew you was coming, I'd have shot the stork.
Well, you shot that line, too, you know. Well, that's going to be good, because this is Mother's Day.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah. And get your hands out of the crackers.
Oh, you hit me, you hit me. You broke me hand. I can't move, I can't move.
That's a good boy.
Yeah. Well, aren't you going to say you're sorry?
No, because you had it coming to you.
No.
Now, sit up straight.
Well, I can't. I fractured every bone in me with nobody.
Don't be silly. I only slapped your hand, and you hardly felt it.
Well, then why am I bleeding?
Junior, you are bleeding. Good heavens, it's coming through your white
shirt.
Yes,
come to me,
sir. How am I going to stop the blood?
I might help you take this bottle of ketchup from inside the jar.
Oh, I wish the waiter would hurry up with our food.
Yeah, he must be coming by the way of Alaska. Maybe I should order a martini, and by the time he serves it, I'll be old enough to drink it.
Food will be here in a minute or two. And I want you to eat everything I ordered for you.
Does I have to? Yes. Why did you order me spinach and carrots? Aren't spankings enough punishment for a little kid?
Spinach and carrots are good for you, dear. They'll put hair on your chest.
Well,
make you big and strong.
Do you eat it?
No. No. Oh, here comes Rod O'Connor. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Lorraine. And how's Junior today? What's the matter, Junior? Can't get your tongue?
Junior, speak to Mr. O'Connor.
Turn blue.
Junior, you'll have to forgive him, Rod. He didn't get his NAP, and he's a little TIRED.
Oh, is that so? Well, CBS to you, too.
Where's Junior's father?
Oh, he's coming. He was detained a few minutes.
Yeah, he was detained, if you can call making him get out of the car and walk a straight line being detained. Last we saw him, he couldn't even crawl it.
Junior.
He couldn't lit up, you could read by him.
Will you tell me what I'm going to do with him?
Well, there's an auction down the street. It's worth a try.
You keep out of this flab shape.
Junior, why do you call me flab shape? Is it because you...
Call him the way I see him! Well, that's a photo finish if I ever heard one.
Hey, Lorraine, there's Skelton sitting over there. Why don't you come over and say hello?
All right. Junior, you stay here, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
And no tricks.
Oh, they never learn, do they? Oh, there goes a wonderful little girl. Wicked with a hairbrush, but she's a wonderful mother. Oh, my. I wouldn't trade all the Hopalong Cassidys in the world for her. Uh-oh, opportunity is knocking. Here comes the waiter with our food. I wonder what would happen if I sort of stuck me foot out nonchalantly-like. Might trip him, he fall with all them dishes. Then on the other hand, he might not even fall, you know. Then on the other hand, I don't know why I'm standing here thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow. Oh, here he comes. Oh, Butterfeet.
Was it the train? Was it the truck? Was it the bomb?
No, it's Super Brat.
Junior!
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, and to all of your mothers, happy Mother's Day. And thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. T-I-D-E. Tide.
What should you don't do?
Don't just wash your hair.
What should you do?
Condition it with Dreen shampoo.
Yes, new Dreen does more than just wash your hair. It conditions as it cleans. Conditions your hair to a lovely, natural softness and sheen. So if you've been using old-fashioned shampoos that just wash your hair...
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dreen shampoo.
New Dreen, the only shampoo to bring you this wonderful conditioning action.
This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.